This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Extreme Health Academy. This is a really cool and amazing dynamic place of all of you guys, health seekers, people who are currently dealing with kind of health conditions. Or there's a lot of people in there in the forums in the community that are just want to reach for the stars. They want to live till they're 150 years old. Inside the Extreme Health Academy, we're releasing all kinds of courses. There's members hangout. There's monthly mastermind Q&A calls where you can ask your health questions to myself, to Kate, and to Dr. John Bergman and get answers to your questions. We have member hangouts where we all get to hang out together. We have the health tracker where you can track and monitor all of your health processes in the body. We've got a great, amazing forum inside there. It's just an awesome, awesome place. But it's only for those of you who are serious. So if you're serious about your health, you want to take your health to new levels, you want to overcome whatever disease process or health condition, I should say, that you have going on, you're going to want to check out the Extreme Health Academy. That way you can learn all of the cutting edge protocols, biohacks, all that good stuff to help you overcome and give you the support and tools to do that. So check that out, extremehealthacademy.com. We have another awesome, awesome show for you today with Ms. Karen Urbanek, and we're going to introduce her in just a second. We're going to be talking about your cells and how they are alive and how we need to treat them that way. And you know what's so cool about doing this radio show is that it's just like every time, every guest that we have on, we learn something new. We're uncovering the piece of the puzzle that is our health and that is our life, from everything from spiritual growth to energy medicine to homeopathy to herbs to diet, nutrition, light frequencies, all of that. There's so many things that play a role in our health. And, you know, it's like we're uncovering more and more truth. And it seems like in 2018, we're learning so much about how the body works. And is it possible for us to live till we're 150? Is that really possible? And can we do it? And, I think it is possible, but we're going to have to get really creative and really strategic about how we live in today's culture, in today's world, with 5G coming and all of the different stresses and chemicals and all that into our lives. So this is going to be a fun show. I'm really excited. Karen Urbanek, this is going to be episode number 572. So we'll put the show links and show notes and all that good stuff over at extremehealthradio.com/572. Just remember 572 if you want to grab those links in the show page for this particular episode. And so she is a science-based educator, but I was reading about her earlier, and she had epilepsy growing up. And let me read something to you off of her website that I thought was really fascinating. She had these seizures all growing up, and she learned that it was, I can't find it now, but she learned that basically how to treat herself. And I don't know about you guys, but she says here she was GABA deficient. And she found 28 years ago a new way of triggering cell receptor sites in the synapse to avoid seizures. Really fascinating, right? And then I was doing some more research on her, and she did a webinar about radionics, and she's currently teaches over 120 different healing modalities, which is amazing. It's just so cool. It's just so cool to know that there are over 122 healing modalities out there. And how many does your doctor know about? Probably just chemotherapy, probably just drugs and poisons and chemicals and prescription drugs and all of that stuff. So she has raised a family of 11, superfood family, she calls them. She ran two wellness centers, organic grocery stores, organic cafes, and now she's the president of the International Institute of Holistic Health. Man, she is just doing some really cool things. Thanks so much, Karen, for joining us today. Whoops, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Okay, we're recording now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Karen, thank you so much. I'm so apologize for the technical issues.
Oh, it's no problem.
Oh, my goodness. So I was doing the intro, and I was just talking about your epilepsy that you had and all of the different. I actually ran across your work. You were doing a webinar with someone about radionics, and you were saying in there that you do like over 122 different healing modalities for people. And gosh, that's just amazing.
It is. The human body is amazing. Yeah. And yeah, Theron's Holistic Health is a private business, but then I'm also the president of the International Institute of Holistic Health and Education. And one of the courses that we offer is the Therapeutic Nutritional Counseling course. And yes, I teach 120 for everything from auricular therapy to, you know, vibration therapies to tuning forks to acupuncture and acupressure. It's totally amazing. But the body does that. The body responds incredibly to all of them.
Isn't that amazing? I was just talking about that. Like, it's just so crazy that when you look at the medical paradigm and you look at like what they have to offer, and it's, you know, in certain, you know, cases, it's amazing. Like the surgeries they can do things. But my goodness, outside of that, it's typically just drugs and chemicals. And like, man, to have 120 different tools in your practice compared to, you know, two, it's pretty remarkable.
It is cool. And you know what I like about it is that, you know, every client I've met with is different. And so some people are like, yeah, I'll do chiropractic. And others like, no way, they're not touching my back, you know. And so at least you have all these other things in your back pocket. Uh-huh. And every one of them does something different because cells are going to respond differently depending on what's going on inside of them.
You know, it's amazing. Recently, I've been learning a lot about following the work of Dr. Jack Cruz and, you know, his work with light and frequency and,
yes,
and all of that stuff and the blue light. And, you know, it's just amazing how all of these seemingly innocuous practices that we go through every day, like, you know, for this particular meeting, the original issue that happened when we were trying to begin our recording was my internet. I'm hardwired into the internet. But what happened was, for some reason, my computer just disconnected from the internet. So then I had to use Wi-Fi. And I try never to use Wi-Fi if I can. But I mean, all of these things that we do every day, from Wi-Fi to, you know, blue light coming from our computers. I mean, it's just, it's amazing how much these are affecting our health, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because I speak a lot on that. And I actually have studies done in the early 1940s showing pulsing technology, how dangerous it is to the cell, not just in our human bodies, but also in plant life and all animals. And I mean, it's just, we've known this for decades and decades. And I think we're finally seeing, you know, I personally, it used to be when someone came to me with cancer, I'd be like, okay, what are we eating? You know, what's your lifestyle? Now it's like, where's your cell phone? Where's your router?
Right.
Where's your smart meter? Let's talk about cancer, because literally cancer grows 1600 times faster in a petri dish when it's exposed to pulsing technology, and Wi-Fi adds to that. I mean, so you're looking at just sitting at Starbucks is going to increase your cancer cells because that's just what pulsing technology does at the cell level. So yeah, very interesting.
It's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, I've heard people say that you can't heal in the same environment that you got sick in, and it's the environment that we need to look at. And if you look at the amount of people that have wireless devices, I think it's about 7 wireless devices is the average amount that people have on their body. And so when you look at like people living in a apartment building or something with Wi-Fi on all levels and floors, it's just, whew. It's rough.
Well, and luckily, though, we know what we can. I mean, there's things that we can do. You know, there's TDSN, time, distance, shielding, nutrition. You know, we have to look at these, you know, trillions of cells in our body, and we need to protect them. You know, we need to protect them, and we can do that. Like, there's, you know, certain things that we can do, and slapping some little dinky thing on the end of your phone isn't going to do it. You know, then you won't have reception.
Right.
That drives me nuts, but you know,
right.
And yeah, but there are things that we can do. So
yeah, that's what's so cool is that, you know, the mainstream doesn't typically know what you can do, but you know, in our world, there's so many things from, you know, different devices you could put on, stickers, and, you know, a lot of people say those don't work, but you know, if you have access to them, put it on, and then you can, there's little covers you can put on, you can turn, you know, keep it away from you. And, you know, knowing how to use these things, I think responsibly and in a good way. Like, for example, I don't have a cell phone. I have a phone but it doesn't have any, you know, like a phone plan attached to it. So, whenever I look at that, I don't look at that with the screen, you know, the regular blue screen. I have orange glasses that I wear whenever I look at that thing. Cause I mean, we just have to learn how to mitigate all this stuff, you know?
Well, and there's great people out there working on this. I mean, you look at Iris, you can download Iris to any computer. It's on my computer, it's on my phones, it's on my kids' phones, on my kids' computers, you know, and that eliminates the blue light. You can turn off quite a few of the lights in your phone. I have mine turning off at 7 at night and coming in until 7 in the morning. It dims those lights that affect the pineal gland. So, I mean, there are a lot of great things that you can do. We're never going to escape it. You know, we can't just go back anymore. Now, I did. I mean, we chose to move into an area with dirt roads, no Wi-Fi. And so we don't have Wi-Fi. We don't use Wi-Fi. Our businesses don't use Wi-Fi. But, you know, again, eating chlorella and blue green algae and, you know, and doing spirulina, those things are so great for the cell. They actually build the membrane, the cell membrane, so it doesn't get as affected by Wi-Fi frequencies as they otherwise would. So there's some great tools in the toolbox.
yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, I just heard recently that Austin was going to be the one of the first cities rolled out with the 5G. Do you know much about the 5G? I don't know too much about that.
Yeah, I actually, there's a bunch of work being done on that and a bunch of study. I have not seen what it's doing at the cell level yet. I haven't put my energy into that, but you know, and what's interesting is we are so vastly opposite of other countries. In other countries, they're taking all their telephone towers down. They're taking their masts away from child care centers and out of the schools, and we keep putting more and more in. And I'm like, we're doing exactly opposite.
I know. It's crazy. There was someone recently was saying on our show that with the 5G, they need to, it's actually, I don't know what it is, some incredible number, like a billion times faster or something like that. So what they have to do is they have to install more towers in order for, you know, those frequencies to be as strong, you know, everywhere. So it's going to be, you're going to start seeing more towers and stuff. And I'm curious, so whereabouts in the country do you live? What, you know, outside of Wi-Fi and on the dirt road? It sounds great.
In a desert in southern Utah.
Wow.
So, I love it. We just love it. We love it here. And there is, I mean, all the neighbors have, you know, 5 to 10 acres and they don't have Wi-Fi. It's just really nice. But there's communities going up across the country that you can go move to that don't have Wi-Fi. And interesting, because the study is that we've had studies from the early 70s showing the closer you live to towers, the more likely you have for leukemia and different forms of cancer and neurological disorders. And so it is, I mean, this is real, and it's good for people to become aware of this through your show, through other shows. So thank you for hosting this.
Yeah,
but it's more important too, that they just take action, you know, and it's, you know, doing things like, you know, getting the, you know, discharging, you know, you have to discharge all this built up frequency out of the body. Otherwise you do get sick, you get dis-ease at the cell level. And so making sure that they're grounding, making sure they're using, you know, they're hugging their trees and they're going outside barefoot and they're playing in the garden. However, because so much transient electricity is being put in the ground, now you have a problem because you can't even ground in your own backyard in quite a few cities because there's so much dirty electricity running in the soil. So it's like, okay, come to the mountains, you know, get to the river, get out to the ocean, you know, get away from a lot of the technology.
I know it's really challenging, right? Because, you know, if you look at what you're going to need to do in order to be healthy, like you said, I mean, it's almost going to take a complete lifestyle change, you know, just living in a city or even a suburban area. We live in a suburban area. And so I have grounding, like I have a grounding rod that goes outside my window. I hooked it up and, and it actually goes into the ground and I'm grounded that way while I sleep as well. But, you know, other people have been talking about this 5G thing and how, you know, it's going to be more and more increasingly, what's the right word? Increasingly less effective to ground when 5G comes. So, man, I might just be, you know, coming out to Utah or something, you know?
Well, we just chose to, I travel, we were in Wisconsin and I travel a lot. And whenever I come out to this part of the area and I speak in California and Vegas and northern Utah, like, we just love it. So it brought us here.
Wow, that's so great. How long have you been there?
4 years.
Four years. And you're in Wisconsin before? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we raised our 11 children in Wisconsin. So
yeah, I mentioned that in the intro. 11 kids. That's incredible.
Oh, they're cool. They're really neat people.
Man, that is so great. So did when you were raising them, did you understand all of this or?
Yeah, well, actually, it was fun because when I was, I think I mentioned, you might have mentioned that in the intro, when I was pregnant with Jenna, our oldest daughter, is when I started really getting into this and getting rid of my epilepsy. And so I learned, obviously, that GABA was terribly deficient in the body, and certain foods, you know, and vitamins could be used to build those bridges and close those synapses. And so I just started learning at that point. But we ground our own wheat, and we baked our own bread, and we made we did everything. And we weren't crazy. Our kids were pretty fun. They're like totally cool people. So they'd show up to school with cucumbers and sauerkraut and all these like bizarre foods, you know. Yeah. And the kids just loved them. But they all live this way. They just love it. So.
Wow, that's so great. And did you have any issues with vaccinations and all of that back then, or no?
Well, we did. We chose not to vaccinate. And one of our daughters did. She went all overseas. I mean, she went to Sweden and Norway and South Africa, and she never had to get a vaccination. So wow. I think some people are just misalluded that they have to get vaccinated. But one of our sons did join the military, and he, you know, fought tooth and nail, but he loves jumping out of airplanes and shooting things. And so he's a nurse in the military. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. You brought that up about the traveling and the vaccines. When 2001, or 2002, I think it was, I took a trip around the world. I'd saved up for a couple of years, and you know, I took a year long sort of trip, and I just sort of traveled west, kind of followed the sun and surf and summer and stuff like that. And they made it sound like, you know, back then, 2001, I was a few years before I got into all of this, and so I didn't understand about vaccines or anything or flu shots or, you know, just completely in the dark. But mm-hmm. when I went, it was like, oh yeah, you got to get these shots. You know, if you're going to go to Africa, you got to get these shots. If you're going to go to, you know, Brazil, you got to get these shots. And so, you know, I just went and did it, but I never, you know, I never really said, no, I don't want to do that. I didn't even know that was an option, but it is, right?
Yeah. It can be. I think there's certain countries you can't get into without vaccinations, but one of our daughters is serving a mission in Taiwan, and she needed to get, I think, one vaccine to go there. But again, we know how to take care of that. Once it's in the body, we know how to help eliminate that. You know, homeopathy is incredible. there's a lot of great things you can do to help, you know, mitigate some of the vaccine effects inside the body.
Yeah, definitely. So what's probably in the last couple of years, what has excited you in terms of, you know, studying over 100 different healing modalities, herbalism and shamanism and all the stuff that you're into? What's the most exciting? I mean, I saw that thing you did on radionics, and I think that's pretty fascinating myself.
Well, I love electricity. Like I love that everything's electric. I mean, what is electricity? The movement of electrons. What has electrons? Everything. You know, my microphone I'm speaking into, the cell phone, like everything's electronic. So every cell in the body is electronic. And the more and more I deal with electricity, the more I love minerals. So the things that excite me most are minerals, because minerals are the electrical charges in your human body. If you don't have magnesium, your muscles are not going to work properly. You're going to have AFib and heart issues. If you don't have selenium, you don't have potassium, if you don't have sodium, you know. And so I'm currently actually doing an entire mineral series right now. I'm doing 5 to 6 minutes of just a ton of information on each mineral, and they're on my Facebook page, and then they'll be on our YouTube page. But it's amazing. And so when I work with clients, we always look to see what are their mineral levels, because you need those to build any of your amino acids and for your mitochondria to work, and your ribosomes and your endoplasmic reticulum to make proteins. I mean, we're so dependent on electrical charges. And so the things that excite me most, yes, bioenergetics, biofeedback fields. You know, I love using that. I love doing all that testing. It's every day. It's an adventure. But I really love coming back to the basics of life. And that is that we came out of the dust. And we need that dust. You know, we need minerals, and they only come from plants. And I think a lot of people take supplements that they should never be taking, because they're not plant transmutated materials. You know, right. It's all just a rock, and you can't do anything with a rock. So that's my biggest excitement, Justin, if you want to know. Eating plants and biofeedback.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating, because if you think about minerals, it seems like almost minerals sit on the edge of kind of like being one half like biological and the other half in the physics world, where it's more about electrons and energy and frequency and voltage and things. And it seems like the minerals is what bridges the gap between the two sort of worlds there. I mean, it's fascinating because I was listening to something recently that was saying, like, you know how every fruit or vegetable has the maximum amount of minerals it can uptake, and I think like a tomato is like 53 minerals it's possible to uptake, but even organic has, you know, like 12 or 15, and you know there are, you know, it sounds like there's around 92, 93 minerals that are essential for the human body, but the average person is running on like I think less than 20 per day, which is just crazy, right?
Well, and if you look at it, it's like amino acids. If you're low in tryptophan, then nothing in the body that needs tryptophan can be built. Like, you're going to be suffering. And so whenever there's a dis-ease, I always go back to a mineral deficiency and then look at, okay, because we don't have these minerals, what amino acids do we not have? What enzymes have we not built? You know, everything just comes back to the basics, which you get in plants. I mean, you only get minerals from plants. You only get amino acids from plants. You can eat an animal that ate the plant, but that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So, right, right.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's neat to see people's bodies react to simple things, you know, like minerals and simple amino acids.
It's fascinating. There was a guy on our show. I forget who it was. We've done a few hundred of them now, and you know, a few years ago. But he was saying that. In terms of magnesium, like, what did he say? He told us that, let me see if I can remember this correctly. He said that he had taken a guy who he had suspected was magnesium deficient, and he had done, like an IV on him, like every single day. It was like an hour long session, of just straight magnesium IV solution, for I think like 6 days in a row. And it was only until the seventh day when he tested his magnesium that he was just up to baseline, which is yes. Like,
I believe it. Yeah.
My goodness. Now, is that because magnesium is used for like anytime you have a stress response, anytime you blink your eye, you're using magnesium? I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Magnesium is used, you know, all the time, obviously, and it's any kind of muscle contraction. So you're using a ton of it in your heart, in your lungs, you know, all of it. And so, yeah, it is a very big, it's a very used mineral. And most people, I think 75% of all the people I've ever dealt with are magnesium deficient.
Jeez, man, it's crazy. It's such an important mineral, right? I mean, that's probably why we're deficient, because we're using it for so many things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just gave a presentation on Friday night, and I actually, I had a ball with it because I pulled up, I have a list of all of the different minerals that you're taking, that people take, and what they're used for. And people had, you know, people have no idea they're taking, you know, calcium oxide, you know, for making bricks and plaster.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the stuff we're using is used for pottery and enamels and embalming fluid. And we just keep popping these pills thinking we're doing something good for us. But
wow,
quite honestly, if you ever see magnesium and it's got two names, you know, like calcium citrate or whatnot, you know that you're dealing with something that's man-made. So, you know, boric acid, calcium citrate. You know, chromium chloride, copper carbonate, any of those, zinc oxide. Those are all things that you shouldn't be using because it's not bioavailable to the body. So it could have been he was doing it. Yeah, he just, that poor man must have been terribly deficient.
Jeez, right? What do you think about like putting certain minerals in like bicarbonate solutions? We had Dr. Circus on the show, and he's really big on like making magnesium bicarbonate. And, you know, there's different ways to make it. I wonder if that's probably, you know, a lot of people are saying that's the best way to take magnesium.
Yeah, a bicarbonate is different. But yeah, you do want to, again, I'm glad people have you as a reference and they can turn back to it. It's when they're looking on their label and they're taking a magnesium, you know, or fresh, whatever, a sulfate, or, you know, they just, you have to know what they're taking and look it up. And that's
right.
The most important thing you can do. And there are some great science back there, but we're not plants. We are not a plant. The plant was designed to have a root system, and plants are amazing. Like, I don't know how many of your listeners know, but they go through a lot of work to uptake a mineral. Like, like for instance, like a soybean field, if the soybean starts turning yellow, then we would assume, oh, it's iron deficient. Well, the iron is like in the soil, but if it's not in the ferrous form of iron, then it can't be uptaked into the plant. And so the plant itself will release the chemicals needed to change the iron into iron salt, into ferrous form, and then uptake it into the soybean plant. Like, our red peppers go through a lot of work, you know?
My goodness. That's amazing that plants will do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you start thinking about that, it starts really making you think about, like, you know, it's we got to really start protecting our soils, you know? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. Absolutely. And, like, you know, the different people talking about, like, plants giving off an electric charge, you know, prior to someone maybe taking a match to it or communicating, you know, plants will communicate to other plants if there's a predation going on. I mean, it's incredible, this whole plant kingdom is just incredible.
It is. I have on my Facebook and then YouTube, I have a presentation on plants because I love them. I just love testing plants and learning about plants. And they do. They communicate with us all the time. They just do it much slower, you know.
Yeah.
But it's neat.
So what is in terms of your dietary, you know, philosophy, what do you do on a daily basis? Like, what's your kind of current diet regimen? What do you do and what kind of practices do you embark in every day?
Sure. And we have clients from all walks of life. So I teach about 60 different basic diets. However, there's only four or five that I ever recommend. The one that I personally do for me, I do at least 2 quarts of water, you know, by two. So we're pretty avid water drinkers. I'll throw apple cider vinegar and cinnamon in my morning water and then use lemons and basil and whatever I want to throughout the day. But my food, I make a drink in the mornings that I love. I actually do a couple tablespoons of clove. I make my own green powder from, you know, barley grass juice powder and alfalfa and spirulina and chlorella and beetroot and maca. And so I'll take a couple tablespoons of that in the morning in warm water with some honey. It's so good. If you really want some magnesium push, you know, throw some raw cacao in there. But then I do a lot of salads, and we still have two of our children at home. Plus one of our older daughters is with us until she leaves for college. And we all just do a lot of vegetables. We do a lot of, you know, vegetables, quinoa. We do more of a grain-free diet. We don't do much grain at all. And then I don't do meat. I don't like meat. Most of our family doesn't. Some of our family does, but it's always something that they've hunted. Our kids have all learned how to hunt and be able to provide. But that's like times of winter, famine, you know, sparingly.
Right, right.
You know, wow, definitely not every day or every week.
That's interesting. Just wanted to take a quick second and tell you about our store. Our store has got some really, really great products. So one of the most recent products we've been adding is the Blue Blocks Blue Blocking Sunglasses, which I wear every single day. And if you understand anything about blue light and how light frequencies affect your mitochondria, affect your genetic expression, if you can read between the lines there, you're going to want to protect your brain and your cells with blue blocking sunglasses. We've got everything from the Air Doctor Pro air purifier. We've got the IMRS 2000 PEMF device, which I use in every single day. We've got the Qi machine. We've got high powered PEMF devices from our good friend Marcus Freudenman from Truly Heal. We've got oxygen concentrators. We've got the Scalar Energy Rest Shield. And one of my favorites is the Magnetico mattress pad that we've had on our bed for a long time to help mitigate 5G technology and wireless radiation. We've got CBD oils. We've got so many great products in our store. One of my favorites recently is the Rapid Release Technology Pro 2. I've been using that every single day. We've got EMF Defender pads for your laptop. We've got grounding devices. The Vitalizer Plus, that's a really awesome machine to help structure your water because water is more important than food. We've got chemical-free cookware, grounding sandals. We've got the biomat. We've got raw dog food for your pups. We've got water purification systems. Unreal stuff in our store. So make sure to check that out. ExtremeHealthRadio.com/shop. Now, do you do like green juices and teas, medicinal teas?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Lots of medicinal. Oh, my gosh. And I love medicinal mushrooms.
Yeah, they're
shaga
fun.
Shaga and reishi and lion's mane. I got all of it. Oh, I love great. That stuff. And definitely juicing. I've got a Norwalk that I kiss. I love her. The Norwalk juicer.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's lots of so blended cool. drinks.
That's amazing. Yum, so yum. Now these days, do you have any issues with the epilepsy? I won't even call it your epilepsy. I'll call it just the epilepsy. Do you have any issues with that at all these days?
Nothing. Nope, not for 30 years. And we've actually had quite a few clients that have been able to get rid of their seizures. And learning about the gut microbiome, how important that is, because it all starts in the gut. You know, your GABA, your serotonin, those are in the gut. And we need to make sure that we have a really balanced, you know, gut microbiome. And that's one of the key players in helping to get rid of seizures. I love CBD and THC, so I do recommend those for any of our epileptics. CBD probably more so in, you know, CBD will do 80% of what THC does. And so I would prefer having people do a CBD approach. But if not, there's some great tinctures of THC you can take before you go to bed and be happy when you go to bed and, and stay seizure free, you know? So
that's amazing. Now,
I have not had anything.
When someone is doing THC or CBD, is that just putting a Band-Aid, like an herbal Band-Aid on, or is that actually fixing the issue, do you think?
Well, CBD, both. Number one, we've had some of our clients do THC, you know, for like 3 to 4 months, and then it's completely gone. Some of our clients will do CBD for 3 or 4 months, and it's completely gone. So, but sometimes it ends up like a Band-Aid. Like there's one lady that I'm familiar with, and she takes this, she's on this THC before she goes to bed, and she does CBD during the day, and she's been doing that for 8 years because it's the only thing that keeps her seizures completely gone, and they're completely gone. She can drive, doesn't have a problem. So I think it just depends on what you're dealing with. I'm definitely not a Band-Aid kind of person. Mm-hmm. I really encourage people to try to find out what's, you know, creating the cause. Biofeedback's a great way to do that.
So yeah. So what do you think is the cause of seizures? I know you mentioned in your, on your website, a GABA deficiency, but you know, there's gotta be a reason for that too. So it seems like with everything, there's a reason for something. And I wonder what's causing people to have seizures.
Well, I think for mine, it was my diet. You know, I was raised like probably most of you who are my age, I'm 50. You know, we went shopping every 2 weeks. We only got fruits and vegetables when we went shopping. So every 2 weeks we'd get, you know, the apples and the oranges and the bananas and whatnot, but everything else was out of a can and you're just deficient. We didn't have a healthy gut microbiome. I'm German, but our sauerkraut was coming out of a can. Mm. Of course, now I have 40 pounds of it right now fermenting. I love sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just taking that diet change is the dramatic thing that made the difference, was completely diet. That's all I did. I did diets and minerals and vitamins, and that was it. And completely rebuilt that structure. I had, when I went off of all the medication, and I did it on my own, but I went slowly off of, you know, each one of them. When I went off the third medication, I did have a couple auras. And so, but I was quickly able to run to the kitchen and, you know, down the vitamin Bs that were needed. I think it was 6 and 12 that I did a lot of during that period of time. And I would stop the seizure from coming. So there were definitely, you know, it was scary. It was definitely scary, but I had a, you know, great support from my family, and it was awesome.
That's amazing. So you said you started getting seizures around the age of 12. Is that right?
Nope. I probably started when I was 6 or 7. I remember being on the school bus and having seizures, and then like my face, I would drool all over, couldn't talk. I couldn't talk for like a half an hour after one. So I'd have the seizure and I'd go in the house and clean up my face, and my bus driver would try to talk to me, but I couldn't talk back. And so those were petite malls, and so no one could ever, you could visibly see it if you were staring at my face, but I usually hid my face. But so my poor mother and dad thought, you know, I was just sleeping funny, you know, so they'd prop me up with a bunch of pillows and they'd suggest all these things because they had no idea. Wow. You know, and so it was 12 when I finally had a seizure and I was able to get down the stairs and show my mother. And then that's she freaked out, of course. And my dad was hunting with a camera. He never shot anything. He just took his camera with the guys. But anyhow, and then we went to the hospital and took care of that.
That's interesting. So you said how many different medications were you on, and for how long were you on those?
I was on them for about three. Well, I was on three different medications from when I was 12 until I was 21.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And you were able to get off all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Every one of them.
Wow. Now, in the medical world, is that something that ever happens?
Well, I mean, obviously, when people change their diets, you don't need the same medicine anymore. I mean, I honestly have seen the majority of our clients get off of all their medications. And I'm not telling them to do that. That's just, I'm just helping them understand what the body's doing. And then they choose to go off of certain medications. So yeah, it happens. I see it all the time. Yeah. So I think it's just people, you know, you've got to, you can't just go good off your medications, because you can't do that. I don't highly recommend that. Some people do, but they usually have a consequence. Because the body is programmed, you know, and you've already talked about that, I'm sure, in other shows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we personally see it all the time, especially with the thyroid. I don't know if I have like a blinking light above my website that says great success with thyroid, but I mean, we've seen almost every one of our, you know, thyroid medication clients, you know, do very well by getting away and freeing themselves from that.
You know, what's interesting. I was just learning, like I said before, I was learning a lot about light frequencies lately. And, and Dr. Cruz was talking about this interesting idea of how, blue light, and he was talking about, you know, blue light coming from computers or cell phones or things like that. And he was saying that, the blue light actually penetrates the skin. And because the thyroid is so close to the surface of the skin below it, that the blue light's actually affecting the thyroid. And so he was saying, like, what happens with all these thyroid people is that they're looking at the computer screen, but that blue light is actually hitting their thyroid and they don't even know it. And, you know, he says that there's a big component to light there, but I mean, I'm sure there's a lot going on, but that's something I'd never heard of before.
Yeah. And so you combine the blue light. Yes. 100% right on from the computer and your cell phone, but then the radiation from the cell phone, your thyroid is right there under the skin and you're literally radiating. I was at an expo this past weekend and there was a man who came up and we started talking about health. And I was like, sir, you're going to want to move that Bluetooth, you know, off from around your neck. You know, I said, you have really no idea what that's doing to your thyroid. And I explained to him what was happening, you know, with the T3 and the T4 because of radiation. And it was really an eye opener. It's, I love men. I love when men like have the aha moment because I love it. I had these guys come in one time. They were from Pitney and Bowes and they were dropping off a big printer at one of our buildings. And I was kind of in the back office and they came out and one of them kind of rounded the corner. He was a little bit round of a guy, you know, rounder. And the other one was really thin. And one of the men's like, hey, I suppose you don't have any Wi-Fi. Is that some like health thing? You know, I was like, this is exactly what I said to him, Justin. I said, sir, if you had any idea what that cell phone in your left pocket was doing to your sperm count and your ability to have libido, you would think twice. And he took his phone out of his pocket and he stared at me. And the other guy was like, hey, I'm okay. I have mine right here. And he opened up his, you know, his suit coat and he had it in his left pocket right over his heart. And I'm like, So
oh my goodness.
Their wives, it was funny. But they both started, you know, shopping at our store and taking classes and it was great.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, you see it. I see it all the time with women. Like I'll go down to the beach or I'll go somewhere where there's a trail and there'll be people running. And the women will run by and they'll have their cell phones right in their breast, you know, right in their bra kind of a deal. And it's nuts.
Hey, Justin, they make bras with cell phone pockets, honey.
Is that right? I have never seen that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So, but that's why your radio show and all these magnificent people that you have on are so important because it's a ripple effect. If we don't say something, if we don't stand with confidence, you know, then the people around us don't get affected. But when one person can reach out, it, you know, it ripples all of the time. And people are excited to be making these changes because they feel different.
Yeah, that's the thing is you can feel a tangible difference. And when you start understanding and looking at the science behind some of this stuff, and that's part of the issue is getting this information out in a way that people can understand, that's entertaining, that's fun. Because a lot of people aren't like you and me, where we like to kind of learn, you know, nerd out and to read stuff and to follow studies and stuff. Yep. People don't like to do that. So, you know, that's kind of like what all the good work you're doing on Facebook and educating people. I mean, this is what's so important, you know, because we're not going to get this in school, you know, no one's going to teach us this. So.
Yeah. And actually I was just asked to come down to an academy in Arizona and help do all, implement all of their teaching on how the body works and all their health trainings. And it is amazing because people are popping up everywhere. wanting to know more of this. And you're right, though. It has to be entertaining and short and precise. And people love being told what to do. People love to have parameters. You know, they love to have, you know, the fencing, the structure. And it's like the whole world is a bunch of spectrum, you know, in that cell matrix, you know, the whole spectrum structure. It's just how the world operates. But we're given that at the cell level. It's how we operate. You know, it's just cool.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And there's a doctor that I'm sure you're familiar with, Dr. Jerry Tennant, and he talks about how healing is voltage. And that's kind of, you know, what you're saying too, is like there's electricity. And even, you know, guys like Dr. Bob Beck back in the day, you know, just in the 90s, really, talking about magnetism and frequency and electricity and how these things affect the body. And, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that not only do, or cell phones and Wi-Fi and all these things damage our health, but man, there are so many great things that you can do, little tools you can buy or different things that you can practices that you can do to bring that electricity back into your body. And, it's pretty awesome to learn about.
Well, yeah. And there's things you can do to get the stuff out of your body you don't want. You know, Rife machines work, zappers work. I mean, it's fun. You know, you really can control some, it's just harmonic resonance, and it's just, the more you learn about, so if no one's ever read Healing is Voltage, if they've not read Your Body's Electric, all these different books, just dive in. There's so much research done on it.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Now, I wonder, like, I'm starting to wonder now these days, like, you know, Dr. Cruz is talking about, and I've just been really getting into his stuff, and he says, like, I don't even care what you eat. What you need to have is, you know, your light environment, you know, dialed in. And, and I agree to some degree, but I wonder if, like, because really, if you look at, like, you know, eating food is just a supplement, probably, I would guess, for a voltage, for electricity, and for light. And so when you're eating food, you're eating light and information. And so, you know, the food is almost...
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy how important these things are. But, you know, most people are focused on the food and not the other parts of their environment, which are causing them to get sick. So it's just fascinating, you know?
Well, but the best thing is, I mean, again, we're in a world where everything is measurable. So you can measure the voltage of your food, you know, using a volton meter. And so, you know, sprouts and berries, organic berries and sauerkraut, those are such high voltage. They're such high frequency angstrom food that you're able to help heal a body with high angstrom food. And so food does play an important role. But yeah, people can live without food. They can do water fasting and cleanse their body and be able to energize their body with the different light spectrums. That's very true. Yeah, food is just also, but we're made from food. We need minerals. You know, and I know there's homeopathy minerals that people can take. But in my practice, we've had two wellness centers, and we've just seen such great response when people turn to a more living food diet because they're getting the minerals and all their biophotons that come in the minerals from the sun.
So important. So important.
Yep.
Do you still have your healing centers?
No, we actually closed both of our wellness centers and both of our organic grocery stores and the cafes just to educate. So I spent the last year and a half getting all of our education online. So because if we can train somebody to become a therapeutic nutritional counselor, well, then they go out and help thousands. And so it's a way of just magnifying the effect. So we actually have different doctors coming on with their program. We've got about six different doctors in the queue right now that are going to bring their educational programs to i2h2e.com. So we're excited. It's fun. I love it. We have graduates all over the country, and they're out there helping the world. And so education is my game. That's what I love.
That's so cool. Now, did you just prefer education over those wellness centers, or did you not enjoy doing the wellness centers and the grocery store?
Oh, no, I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I couldn't do it all. You know, I'm like, I'm going to have 9 grandchildren by July, and I'm still a mom. And so I didn't want to do it all. If I could pick one thing to do, then it was going to be, you know, educate. However, I miss my cafes. I will tell you, everyone misses my cafes.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to start a restaurant line, I'll help you. I'll give you all my recipes.
That's awesome.
I want to go eat there.
Yeah, no, it's so important. And people are waking up, more and more cafes are becoming, you know, healthier. And, you know, it's a good trend that I think is happening out there with,
Definitely. It's awesome. It's great. Yeah. It's an enlightening. You know, people are becoming enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not. I'm not a doomsday person.
You know what's interesting about education? It's funny with the culture that we now have is so different. And it's interesting how many different ways of educating almost needs to happen for people, because certain, you know, some people just like to watch those little short videos, or some people like long form content like this. Some people like audio. Some people like video. Some people like both. And so there's a lot of different avenues to put out really cool educational pieces that don't necessarily have to be long form, but you know, it's really cool. I don't know. I think it's cool that people have different ways of learning, and there's different ways to get that information out now. And it's really cool.
It is. It's a great time. Great time to be alive.
Yeah. So as far as your education, so you said you were doing some Facebook videos on minerals, and you said those were about 5 minutes long, you said?
Yeah. I just wanted to do like a, I just did one on carbon, you know, and phosphorus and potassium. And so you just jump on Facebook. Our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel, the Facebook channel is relatively new. I had a large Facebook channel with like 6,000 followers, but I did change that to when I started the video series. Anyhow, so you can jump onto Karen's Holistic Health, and that's where the videos are, if you want. At the end, when I'm all done, I would like to put it together like a science program for homeschool kids, for any kind of kid. They get to watch a video a day, and then I'll have a handout with all the information on that specific mineral, not only what it does in society, but what it does inside of the human body. So I love the periodical table elements. I just think it's fun. It's just great.
You know, what's crazy is there's so many different elements that we don't really talk about, right? There's like these unknown elements that never get any light of day, and they're super important. Yeah,
it's like they're discovering like 100 every year. I mean, there are hundreds of elements that we do not know. It's so much fun. Yeah,
that's so crazy. It makes you just sort of in awe of the human body, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, isn't it amazing? Yeah. I literally woke up this morning and I was in bed and I'm like, good morning cells. Yeah. How are you doing? We're going to have a kick butt day. And it's like, it's so responsive to our attitude. It's so responsive to the people that are around us. Our bodies are so responsive to the food and the energy, and it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. My wife, who's normally co-hosts the show, she is, she's unable to be on the show, but, because she's pregnant and she's got twins and, which is amazing. But we're just talking about the other day, like, it's so crazy how we're just talking about, you know, being pregnant and, you know, 9 months. It seems like, on one hand, it seems like a long time because she's having a really difficult pregnancy. And so it seems like the struggle is really, really long. But then on the other hand, it seems like, wow, if you just told a human being to create a brain, it would take you hundreds of thousands of years to do that. And how is that happening in 9 months? It's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Yep, it's awesome.
It's amazing, right? I mean, the way our body works and the cells all communicating to each other and the mitochondria controlling the cell. I mean, it's just unreal.
I think that's the part that gets people excited, is when they can come in and they can have these results from the doctor and then boom, be told on Friday that they need to have their breast removed on Tuesday. And then for them to make these drastic changes overnight and literally focus on reducing the white blood cell count and reducing the cancer. And then by Tuesday, take a new test. And the difference is so large that they can cancel their surgery. And that was only over 4 days. I mean, people don't realize how fast the body can respond when your focus and the material is given the body to help heal. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a couple of medical doctors that created capsule tea. And so capsule tea is a product that was created, like I said, by a medical doctor and their team. And it blocks the ENOX2 protein receptor site of all cancer cells, whether in an animal or a human being. And they had such great success with this. And because you can, I mean, and quickly, you know, within months, they're watching their type 1, type 2, stage one, stage two cancer clients have no cancer. I mean, what, 97% success rate? Just by binding that ENOX2 protein, just think of what, you know, having spirulina every day and chlorella every day and, you know, all these and healthy energies into the body, like some of the stuff that you recommend and that, you know, we support. It's just amazing how quickly a body can respond.
Oh, it is amazing. How do you spell that capsule tea?
Oh, capsule tea is, it's actually, it's not a tea that you take. So capsule tea is a product. You have to get it from someone who, like, I've just sat through 8 hours of training. I've been selling it for years, but, it's a capsule tea. It's C-A-P-S-U-L and then dash T.
Dash, like the letter T or T-E-A?
Yep. Like dash T. So C-A-P-S-O-L dash T.
Oh, dash T.
They don't allow anyone to sell it for less than $150 a bottle.
Okay.
But I'm really nice. So if you buy five, I give you one for free.
There you
so
go.
I'm like, it's so expensive. So they never told me I couldn't give it away. So we've had great success with it. And actually I was just speaking with one of the proprietors and he said that in stage 3 and 4 cancers, they were seeing a 45% reduction in cancer. And that was not making any other changes. And I'm like, well, for Pete's sake, if you change your diet and you start doing oxygen and you're taking capsule tea and you're doing some thermotherapy, you know, the results have been amazing. So it's just cool. Just another tool in the toolbox, Justin.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, there's like, I'm just learning so much. Like, been learning lately about, Halen 951. Have you heard about that?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, it's like
but not enough to talk about it.
It's a fermented, some sort of fermented soy product, having incredible results with especially like endocrine hormonal related cancers because it's derived from the fermented soy, and it helps to block the estrogen receptors on the cancer cells, and it's just an incredible thing. It's like, man, that's just one more thing, you know. And then you're looking at like
just one more thing,
all these things, 714X, and all these. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, all these crazy things. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow.
And I think that's the part is that it works. I mean, there's so many people living because they've made these changes and they haven't had to do the chemotherapy and the radiation or to remove their body parts, you know. And it's, I hope that the doctors that, you know, that they also are learning and will be more receptive to this because it, you know, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. And so you can sell capsule tea if people are interested in buying it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. They can just send us an email through Karen's Holistic Health. They can buy it online. I think I've got it up on my website as well.
Wow.
You can buy one bottle. But we really, what they recommend, what the doctors, Dr. Morris and Dr. Morris, they recommend, they recommend you have to take it every 4 hours because the ENOX2 protein won't die. It has to be connected to the two products, which is capsicum and green tea extract. They have to be connected for 72 hours. And so that has to infiltrate the ENOX2 protein for 72 hours in order to cause the apoptosis of the cancer cell. And so you actually wake up at night and you take it every 4 hours. So I recommend people take it 8 o'clock, midnight, 4 in the morning, 8 in the morning, noon. It's been wonderful.
Wow. And so, so explain a little bit more about how that works. It's fascinating. So what is the ENOX2 protein and how is that part of the cancer cell itself?
Yeah. So on every cancer cell, there is an ENOX2 protein. And what the researchers found was when you can block the ENOX2 protein receptor site, then cancer will die. And so in order to do that, Dr. Moray, he came up with this combination of green tea extract as well as capsicum. ENOX1 proteins are not dangerous. They're on their regular, but the ENOX2, that's found on every cancer cell. There's a difference in case people are familiar with this kind of terminology. So back in 1998 is when Dr. Murray, he was a professor of medical chemistry at Purdue, and he and his wife was also a doctor, and they're the ones who started outlining the discovery and working with others, giving this this constituent. So usually within 6 months is what they recommend. But they, again, you want the capsule tea every 4 hours for 6 months is what we highly recommend, and that's what they recommend as well. So that's it. I can get into all the science if you want more data, but
no, that's
just cool.
That's also fascinating.
It's awesome. I wanted to mention too, Justin, it's great for inflammation. So if people have like severe inflammation, we've also recommended that. And people who are larger, maybe have a little bit of extra on their body. Okay. I never call it fat. I call it extra. So if they have a little bit of extra, then we recommend doing 2 capsules every 4 hours. For the first few months, but it's been great. They've had a lot of studies out there on it.
Wow! And so, the Enox2 protein that attaches to the cancer cell, does that somehow is the source of fuel for the cancer cell to continue to grow when you block that? It goes away, or
it's just if you block it, it causes the because then it can't grow. So the Enox2 protein. When you block the Enox2 protein receptor site with the molecules in capsule T, the cancer cannot grow. It can't reproduce. So the cancer cell cannot go into mitosis and create 2 daughter cells. And so it just kills. It just dies. And so when you have that capsule T, that capsicum and green tea extract in the body at that ratio, then it locks and binds into the Enox2 protein receptor sites on all the cancer cells in the body. And then slowly, one by one by one by one, these cancer cells start dying. Now, obviously, cancer is real and you have to get it out of the body. A lot of people forget that they have to have bowel movements. I talk about bowels every day of my life. We have to make sure that we're having bowel movements so that all this dead material, these dead cells, are able to get out of the body and they don't get reuptaked into the bloodstream. So just making sure that their bowels are moving. We're pretty big into making sure they have drainers. You want to have a good drainer in the body, to make sure that the kidneys and the liver and everything's pulling and emptying so that it can all come out. But yeah, it's fun stuff.
Wow, it is. Yeah. And so what are some other things that are exciting you in terms of cancer like this that you would stack on with this one?
Well, thermotherapy, I love the Biomat. I have been selling and I've had Biomats in all of my clinics because it works. Thermotherapy, period, it works. And there's a medical doctor who wrote a book from the East. They wrote a book called Thermotherapy, the Fourth Treatment for Medical Refugees. But it's basically, so your chemotherapy didn't work. We go to chemotherapy, we do radiation and we do surgery, but what we're missing is heat therapy, and heat therapy for cancer is magnificent. And so we usually combine, and by the way, I didn't know I'd be talking about all this. I'm not selling anything. I'm just saying I have found thermotherapy to be of utmost importance in a lot of the healing that we see take place, because creating a high, I think what's wrong is a lot of people don't have a high core temperature, Justin, because of their exposure to electromagnetic frequencies. Their core temperature in their body just drops. A lot of people don't want to pay to have a warm house, and so they get sick. And anytime you're sick, you know that you have obviously an immune system under attack, but most often it's because of the core temperature of the body. And so by raising that core temperature of the body, we just watch disease just fall to the wayside because their body's immune system is so much more strengthened by heat. And so I'm all about fevers, honey. I'm all about creating heat in the body because it really, really helps the body to heal. And cancer is just one of those things that needs heat.
There's so many studies going on about the, sauna therapy and heat therapy and heat shock proteins and, and it's incredible. It's incredible because it helps the body to, increase the immune system by, I think, up to around 40%. And, the crazy thing is with sauna therapy is that, there was a study that was done that was stating that, there's a 40% decrease in all cause mortality from people who practice sauna therapy for, I think it's four to seven times per week, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Well, we have a sauna. We had saunas in our wellness centers. I have one up in my house right now. As a matter of fact, I was going to go into it this morning, but I got home at midnight from speaking. And so I was like, I think I'll do it in the afternoon. But yeah, please keep keep referring those. They're wonderful.
Yeah, saunas are amazing. And we have a biomat as well. We use that. And it's just great. You know what I really love to do is, you know, save up and buy these tools. Like you're talking about a Rife machine. We have one of those. And there's so many great healing tools you can bring into your house that allow people to turn their home sort of into like a little, you know, healing center. And you can do these things really easily, you know, every single day. It's just a great way to bring these things into your house, I think.
Oh, yeah. And technology's gotten so inexpensive. You're able to get a Rife machine for a few thousand dollars. I mean, it's so different now than it was back in 2008 when we opened our clinics up. So just great stuff.
Isn't that crazy how time goes? I mean, it seems funny because I said back in the day and that was, you know, mid 90s. And to me, that doesn't seem very long ago, but it's just crazy. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. So now you are focusing on education. So you've got your YouTube channel and you're doing all kinds of cool things there and your Facebook page as well. And you're doing educational talks and things?
We are, yep. And I don't advertise yet. I mean, because we just opened up I2H2E 2 months ago. And so we have people coming on right now that are helping with some of the promotion and advertising. So yeah, but you'll love it. The education's there right now. We have some really neat things going on in the background. So it'll be a very exciting couple of years.
Yeah.
Real exciting.
Now, speaking of education, I'm not a doomsday person myself either, but I should say, and what's his name? The senator for California, which is where I live in Southern California, Richard Pan, I think his name is. Are you familiar with some of the stuff that's been going on with him lately?
Nope.
Oh, man. So he's basically trying to pass a bill that is going to criminalize people from talking about, because we're just talking about education. And he's trying to put together a bill that is going to criminalize people from having dissenting opinions about vaccinations, which is and specifically targeted to social media and online, being a good digital citizen is the quote from one of the meetings that they just had. And I mean, so I'm wondering, like, oh my goodness, what are they going to, roll this out to all the states and take away our free speech and having a dissenting opinion about vaccines or health or what's going on?
I mean, I'd love to know where he's getting his funding, but,
right?
No, I think, well, we're a private membership association and you'll see a lot of those popping up right now because, you know, inside of a PMA, you have a lot more safety with free speech. But yeah, I mean, we had that happen in 2008, all the diabetic associations were, that was a big thing was they were trying to come at anybody who was not a registered dietitian teaching, you know, nutrition. And I don't know, I don't know what to say about that, except that free speech is a given. And I guess people need to be responsible. I always tell people when I'm speaking, this is for entertainment purposes only. Mm-hmm. Anything I say is for entertainment. I'm a comedian. This is entertaining.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want to do. You know? I did this and it happened to me. Historically speaking, you know, these products have been very successful, but people have to start taking responsibility for their own actions. And I do wish that that was happening all across the board.
Now, in terms of education, how do you think this is going to roll out? Do you think that we're going to start educating kids to learn more about this stuff and more about how to take care of themselves and ultimately personal responsibility? Like, I see the education system changing dramatically, and I'm so happy for it. And I think people can get educated in so many different ways now, and people are starting to realize that. So there's a real like strong groundswell happening around people wanting to send their kids to school anymore. And I just think it's a really great thing myself.
No, I do too. Yeah. I would love to have, yes, I actually have some really neat things in the works. We want to open up these centers. And I talked to another investor just a couple days ago. We want to open up a center where it's like a virtual body. You can come in and it'll be free. And you can literally learn how the body works. And we can, and there'll be all these different, like ultrasounds for free and body scanning for free and like all this, because the technology out there is amazing. You can put a set of headphones on and do a scan of the body and have it show up on a screen and you can look at it. You know, you can look at your own body. You don't got to look at somebody else's body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are becoming aware of what's going on. That's where the change is going to happen. But will this be in public schools? No. No. But will there be, I think, an uprise, not uprise, but more of an awareness in other schools? Yeah. But I also think it's going to have to be, obviously, with a lot of, protection. You know, we have to be able to say, hey, this is what we believe. This is what we feel. You're going to have to be responsible for how you use this, you know, information. Because I don't want to be held accountable for someone going in the sauna and, you know, and it doesn't work for them. I'm just telling you what I love to do, you know, and I think that's the key.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think people ultimately need to take personal responsibility. And and I think too that that also I think languaging is a big, I think we've been sort of held captive to this languaging pattern that we're using in today's culture that says I have XYZ disease or I have this or that. I mean, you're talking about how you were communicating with your cells, you know, every thought we think, everything we say. That's why I didn't even want to say your epilepsy, because it's not yours. You know, it's something that's part of your body. But if it were yours, it would have been yours for, you know, as part of your soul. So, you know, we can't have any of these diseases. We can have processes and we can have, you know, a little cluster of cells. But if you want to call it the C word, then, you know, then you've got a second issue, I think, is that we are getting like a virus. We're getting something that actually that the doctor is giving to us is a diagnosis and a prognosis. And that's really powerful. People are living under that spell of saying, I have this or that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just listening to a podcast the other day and the lady was saying, this lady called up and she was saying, the doctor has diagnosed me with a twisted, redundant, tortured colon. And I thought myself, what in the world is a twisted, redundant, tortured colon? What is she talking about? And so, but she sort of owned that diagnosis. And I think, I mean, that's another issue of like communicating with your cells and, you know, being positive and not giving yourself a label, you know, it's
absolutely,
you know, people need to be educated about that too, you know?
Well, you know, and it gives them an identity, obviously. Mm-hmm. And that's what people, when they're ready to change their identity, then they're willing to change. I've been well known for saying verbally, there is no such thing as disease. There's no such thing as disease. There's only dis-ease of the cell. That's what's wrong. Mm. And when we can reinstate that, I feel, you know, life can change. And have we had 100% success? No, I've had friends die. We've had people that have tried and it's not succeeded. They've been stage four, you know, and they've, you know, come to us as the last resort. But, and those are sad times, but there's also so much success that it just keeps you motivated to teach as much as you can, as many people as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that, as many, you know, so yeah, what you're doing is wonderful. Thank you so much, Justin.
Oh, you're so welcome. One final question. How do you feel the spiritual journey affects, you know, because I wonder, like you just said, we've had people die and maybe for them, you know, that was part of their journey and their mission here to come into this world and to complete the task and to end their life in that way. And maybe that was part of the growth of the spiritual journey that we're all on. You know, I wonder how spirituality plays a role in all this, you know?
Well, I love religion. I actually studied religion in college and spirituality in a mold that way, you know. Mm-hmm. But I believe that we have two parts of our body, obviously our physical body and then the spiritual body. And every time I've gone through any experience, my spiritual and my physical body has changed and has grown and has learned. So I firmly, yes, there are times when death comes, and it's a growing experience for all of those people that are involved in it. I probably have a very odd approach. I don't have a fear of death. I just never have. I, even if, you know, for my children, for my friends around me, I have a very peaceful feeling about life because I don't believe it ends here. I don't believe this is all I am. I don't believe this is all I'm going to be. Whether people call it, you know, doesn't matter what they call it after this life.
Right.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's definitely ultimately all a spiritual journey, isn't it? And learning and growing. And
yeah,
that's why we're here, right?
Yes. And I think the more I've grown, the more I realize how important we all are to each other. You know, we are all one. We are not separate. We are so, so, so part of one another. And I think once people realize that you are affected by the people you work with and the people you go to school with, or the people you go to church with, and it's their eyes start to open. And I think they start to really understand more of how important it is to be a bit more picky with who you hang out with. You know, I have, there's a quote I put in my book. I was in a yoga pose one day when I was writing my big book, and it came to me, cancer is not just inside of you, it's sitting next to you. Because people don't realize who they're working next to could be getting them very sick. The people that they're entangled with electrically can be causing them great grief. And so when we accept responsibility to not hang out with that person anymore, you know, and to free ourselves from some of that, it really makes a big, big impact in our life.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's an interesting, interesting idea. So how do you marry that with the idea that we're connected to them and we're all one? Like, I wonder if I mean, I guess it both could be true.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are one. I mean, you and I, we share electrons. I've been sharing electrons with my kids since they were inside my body. We share electrons with everybody that's in our area. That's just electronics. That's that's just physics. And that's just how it is. And so the people that we're really close to, we share electrons with. So if we're physically working in a building next to somebody who is constantly nagging and sick and mad and groaning, move away from that person. You physically have to get a different office. You know, you have to take responsibility for your own cells, you know, for your bodies, because you are literally connected to that person. But at the same time, you can leave the church you're going to. You can go to another church building. You can leave the whatever environment, and you will feel different because you are going to be sharing electrons with a different group of people. People, you know, people have walked in the room and you're like, wow, those people are amazing. I'm going to be by them forever because you want their electrons. You know, you love all their negative ions are amazing, right? But then someone will walk in the room all pissed off and you're like, whoa, don't go near that chick, you know, don't go near them today, because you don't want to be part of their life. You know, it's just, so I think it all goes together. So who do you choose to hang out with? You know, where do you feel comfortable? And sometimes when you're making these lifestyle changes, if someone is listening to this for the first time and you don't even know what a green drink is, guess what? It might be a little uncomfortable. It'll be a little different, you know, to have to wash kale and spinach and cut a pineapple and, you know, put it in a blender.
Right.
But it's different. You know, it's just you just always want to be doing better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so, so true. That's interesting. I like the way you put that with, the cancer, sitting next to you. And I think I'm going to be thinking about that as well. And, you know, who do we let into our life? You know, who do we allow in? Super important.
I think it's this week on Thursday. I can't remember my own schedule, but I think I'm speaking this Thursday on forgiveness. And I would love, I mean, listen, please, anybody's welcome to it. It's always free. And it'll be on both Facebook and YouTube, but I talk about invite, delete. And I'm pretty big about that. Like, you can invite someone to change, or invite them to but like, hey, you want to come to a soap making party with my girlfriends, you know, or hey, you want to come with me to go play racquetball, or hey, I hear someone speaking on how cells function and they're having free green drinks afterwards. You know, you invite people to make changes and then you report. So you invite them to do something. And then when they say no, because they don't want to be in a higher frequency, you're like, oh, hey, it went great. Here's what I learned. Hey, you want to come to this with me? You report. Oh, they don't want to come. Okay, then you report. Then you do it the third time, and then you delete them. If they're not going to raise their frequency, then just delete them from your contact list. I can't tell you, Justin, how I've been sharing this philosophy for probably 6 years. I've had 3 or 4 women come up to me after they've heard me speak, and they come back to another presentation, and they're like, you know, I deleted my mom. And I'm like, what? They're like, I deleted my mom. Wow. I got rid of my mom out of my life. After I heard you speak, I invited her 3 times and then I deleted her. And every one of them said that those mothers came back and were like, why did you delete me out of your phone? Why don't you respond to me? And they said, Mom, you're not nice. You drive me nuts. I know you're my mother, but you're so negative, you know?
Wow.
And all of them have had really healing relationships. So I still believe people have to take care. They have to own it. You know, I get so sick of people making excuses for everything. Oh my word. They have to own that they have cancer. they have to own that they have a poor immune system and they have a common cold or the flu, and then they can do something about it. But if we never own it, we can, and we just blame, we're never going to be responsible. So people get into emotion code and they blame their great, 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 great ancestors. And I understand that. I mean, I definitely can link things to that. I see it, but there's no excuse to blame it. It's an, okay, well, then we're going to clear this and move on. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing with relationships. They have to just admit that their life sucks half the time because the people they are involved with suck, you know, their lives are miserable. So
right. We
got to just change it up a little bit.
Yeah, super.
I hope that was okay. I was a little blunt, sorry.
No, it's so true. I mean, it's, sometimes that's what we need. And I think it's important to take stock of every area of our life, you know, like where we're spending our time, the environment we're in, the people we're around, the stuff we're consuming. You know, a lot of times people are drinking green juice, but they're listening to a radio show or the fear news, yeah. You know, or something. And,
yep.
You know, the toxic people in their life, it's like, man, this whole thing. It becomes a really cool, I really personally enjoy it, because if you keep scratching and keep digging, it takes you and opens up rabbit trails for your whole life. And that's personally what I find appealing, is changing my life and changing who I'm around and the environment I'm in and constantly trying to get better. And, you know, but,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
A lot of people don't like that, and it's really uncomfortable, and they don't want to change. And, you know, like, what's his name? David Wolf was once said that the only disease is really just a closed mind, you know, which is interesting.
Yes, I love David.
You know, so it's,
he's
great. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, gosh, I really like the way you put that, though, with the cancer sitting next to you. And that's really good.
Cancer is not just inside of you. It's sitting next to you. And that's with all disease. I put, you know, disease is not just inside of you. It's sitting next to you. It's just how it is.
Hmm. So cool. So your Facebook page, is there links to that from your website? Because I tried to find it and I couldn't.
Yeah. Karen's Holistic Health is the Facebook page. And I have not gone onto my website lately to even see if there's a link there, but I thought we had links there.
Okay.
And then i2h2e.com, that's the educational site. I think our TNC course is actually on sale right now.
Oh, cool.
Someone else runs that. But anyhow, and then we can put a link under your podcast, but my email is just Karen@i2h2e.
Okay.
Or Karen's Holistic Health, either way.
Oh, great. And then, so if people want to work with you, can they do that? Or are you currently not offering that?
No, I still take on a few clients a month. I travel a bit. Like when I go to Wisconsin, then I spend like a week doing testing and meeting with people. And I'm going to Arizona in July, Wisconsin in August. I have family in Wisconsin, so it's an excuse.
There you go.
I think I'm going to New York in November.
Oh, wow.
Again, I don't know my whole schedule, but I know those off the bat.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, Karen, thanks so much for the work that you do and helping to educate people and helping to, you know, bring forth another generation that's going to be, you know, healthier than this last one. So I appreciate your work and all that you do.
Oh, and thank you for all you do, Justin, getting us all out there in the world.
Thank you. Hang on the line there really quick, and I'm just going to close out our show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Let me get the actual, I had to reboot my computer, so let me get the actual show number for this particular show, so that in case you want to get the show notes, you can do that. It is extremehealthradio.com/572, and that's where you can grab the show notes and links to different things that we talked about today. Just remember 572. So thank you all for listening. You're amazing. If you enjoyed the show, send it to your friends. Share it on Facebook. Share it on any of these social media platforms before they take that freedom away from us. So make sure to do that. And we love you all. Thank you so much. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Kate and I have had our sauna for about a year now, I'd say, when we first got it from Phil Wilson. And it's an incredible machine. We use ours about every single day. Kate sits in about 20 minutes and I sit in there about for a half hour. Usually watch a documentary, and it's extremely relaxing. It's really, really incredible machine. And if you go to extremehealthradio.com/sauna, you can learn all about it. We did an entire hour interview with Phil Wilson. You can check that out. You can look at the pictures of us with it. You can watch videos on that page. It helps you to sleep really, really well. You can lose a lot of weight with it. You can burn, I think, around 600 calories in about 20 minutes or so. It improves your skin, increases circulation all over the body, and circulation is critical for your health. You can prevent and reverse diseases with it. If you have a cold or flu, it's incredible. It heats you down to the core. It heats 4 to 6 inches inside your body, so it's really incredible. And a lot of people use it for cancer as well. So if you have any kind of incurable, quote, disease, you can use it for that. And Dr. Shade is the foremost authority on detoxification. And listen to what he says about it.
How do I detoxify from plastics? I mean, you guys are using a sauna. And what does a sauna do for us? A sauna is great, but it's moving a number of different toxins. Remember, we talked about the mice that if you put PCBs in there, then that made the mercury all that much worse. And sweating moves out a lot of plastics, volatiles, fat-based toxins. It's really good at moving those out, sweating those out. So that's how you're getting those out, and those are contributing to this synergistic soup inside the body. And so that's why they're good, is they're taking out a bunch of the different things in the soup.
And Daniel Vitalis, one of our favorite guests, what do you have to say about the sauna?
When you go into the sauna, like a far infrared sauna like you discussed, your body goes into a deep relaxation mode, and your sympathetic nervous system shuts down and your parasympathetic nervous system turns on. And when that's active, that's the nervous system, part of your nervous system that's active when you meditate. That becomes active and your detoxification pathways open up wide. Why is this important? It's important because when you go running and you sweat, you're not necessarily eliminating very much toxicity from your body. But when you sweat in the sauna, you eliminate a lot of toxicity from your body. So sweating in a relaxed state is how we eliminate. The other thing is that what's wonderful about the sauna is that it puts you in a parasympathetic nervous system response, like as if you were meditating. So it's almost a hack. It's like a trick to get yourself into a meditative, relaxed state, to decompress stress, to reverse the effects of stress, and to get your body eliminating deep, deep toxicity that's stored in your body fat because it can come out in the oils of your skin. So I think, you know, sauna is one of the most crucial detoxification, really health practices that we could take on, especially in this era of heavy toxicity, particularly fat-soluble toxins.
The sauna is really, really great. They offer payment plans because if you buy it through PayPal, it's 100% secure. You don't even need a PayPal account. I think you could do a payment plan through PayPal. It's got low EMF electromagnetic fields coming off of it. It's portable, so that means you don't have to knock down a wall in your house. You can just move it from room to room. It sets up in about 2 to 5 minutes. It's super easy to clean. All you got to do is wipe it down when you're done and wipe the neck down. And it produces energy and heat inside very, very evenly throughout the whole machine. All you have to do is sit in there for about 15 minutes a day. And the great thing I like about it too is it requires zero preheating. So you turn it on and you're starting to get warm and you're starting to detoxify with that far infrared light almost immediately. So it's really great. It comes with a 1-year warranty. It's about $990 plus $25 shipping. And that's really, really a good deal because if you look at most of the regular saunas out there, they are in the $2,000 to $4,000 range. So this is really, really a good deal. So check it out, extremehealthradio.com/sauna. I have been a huge fan of rebounding for many, many years. And if you want to get in great cardiovascular shape, tone your legs, back and butt and stomach, as well as cleanse your lymphatic system from toxins and chemicals, you just have to start rebounding. It's imperative. And not only will it create endorphins that quickly become addictive to you, but it's very low impact as well. It helps to prevent sicknesses and diseases, as well as increase bone density, and it flushes toxins from your lymphatic system. It's amazing. And not only that, but it's a ton of fun also. I do it every single day for about 15 minutes. And we found the best rebounder on the market today in the world, bar none. It's called the Bellicon Rebounder. It's the Rolls Royce of rebounders, in my opinion. And let's listen to some of what our guests have had to say about rebounding. Robert von Sarbacher is a health researcher and creator of the Mini-B protocol. And Robert, What's your favorite exercise?
In general, probably one of the number one anti-aging exercises on the planet is rebounding. So 15 minutes a day is good for that. You can find people who have had thermography scans on cancers, giant tumors, and when they're doing a rebounder, it would start spewing out and shrinking right in front of your eyes, the tumor would, as they're on the rebounder. So it's really good for that sort of thing. It's also very good for exercising internal organs. It's the only internal organ exerciser that I know of known to man.
Dr. Lindsay Duncan is the CEO and founder of Genesis Today. And what's the best way that you think of to stimulate the lymphatic system of the body?
Rebounding is incredible because it's good for the lymphatic system, and there's more lymph fluid in the body than there is blood. And the quickest way and the most effective way to get the lymphatic system flowing is through rebounding itself.
Yeah, because the lymphatic system can't really detox itself, can it?
The heart, we have the heart, thank you, for pumping blood. And we don't have a heart to pump lymphatic fluid. The only thing that really can pump lymphatic fluid is cardiovascular exercise utilizing the thighs, the thigh muscles. And that's why rebounding and getting a burn in that thigh muscle is so important for the flow and the stimulation of the lymphatic fluid.
Wow, and they even put cancer patients on rebounding, don't they?
Nutritionists do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but not a conventional doctor. But yeah, I've been learning about rebounding lately. It's quite an amazing thing.
Yeah, rebounding's amazing.
Health researcher and author of Cancer Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. What do you do in your life to prevent cancer?
What do you do to treat cancer? What do you do to prevent it? Rebounding is something that I try to do on a daily basis, mm-hmm. A little mini trampoline for those people that aren't familiar with the term rebounding, but it's basically just jumping up and down on that little mini tramp. Mm-hmm. What that does is it stimulates the lymphatic system. Lymphatic system is one of our primary detoxification systems in our body, and most folks don't stimulate their lymph flow, and so the toxicity in their body builds up because their lymph is not stimulated, and the up-down motion on a rebounder stimulates the lymph flow better than just about any other exercise. So I do that almost on a daily, probably 5 days a week, I would say I average doing that.
And finally, author and speaker and creator of the Longevity Now program, David Wolf. Do you think the Bellicon is the best rebounder on the market today?
Absolutely. I was just with the crew in Europe that does the Bellicon rebounder, which is an incredible rebounder. My God, what a machine. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't use metal springs. It uses like flexi ropes. So it's very soft and fun, and it's just great to play with.
Well, there you have it. The up and down G-force actually stimulates every single cell in your body. It's incredible. And as someone who works out in the gym a lot and does Qigong, I think that the best physical aerobic exercise, in my opinion, is rebounding. It's just absolutely incredible for the human body. And the Bellicon is silent, and it comes with a warranty. And you can get them in several different sizes and colors. And some of them have bars that you can hold on to in case you're worried about balance. It's a well worth it investment in your health and in your future. So check them out in our store if you'd like, or you can check out the videos on extremehealthradio.com/Bellicon. Again, that's extremehealthradio.com/Bellicon. That's B as in boy, E-L-L-I-C-O-N. All right, there you go. Episode 572 with Karen Urbanek. Sorry about the show at the beginning, but hope you guys enjoyed that show. Super interesting stuff, don't you think? I just think it's really cool. I really love learning more about health and, you know, how people are doing different things. And, you know, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, you know, is it really possible for us to live to 150? Like I said, it's getting really, really more and more challenging with the advent of 5G coming and, you know, all of these assaults on our immune system and on our food and the chemicals and everything like that. It's becoming more and more imperative that we actually adopt some of these crazy kind of lifestyle practices like, you know, getting out in the sun and reconnecting with nature and exposing yourself to cold and to get the light environment right, to understand magnetism and how that affects the body, and, you know, getting your diet and nutrition and your spiritual walk correct, and you know, really focusing in on something, a mission in your life that you want to do. You know, all of these things play a role in our health. And I think it was interesting what Karen said about how, you know, cancer is sitting next to you. And wow, what a powerful way of thinking about that, you know? I just think it's to have that as an understanding that you're being affected always by people who are next to you or people who are around you or all of that. You know, I think it's really important to understand that and how they're affecting your physiology and they're affecting your biology and they're affecting every aspect of your life and your health. But we don't know that, you know? And so when you're in tune and you start getting little tidbits of information from people, I think it really can help. And you know, what's cool about this or like reading a book or, you know, listening to an hour show like this, sometimes it's all you really need is just one or two little snippets. All you need is one thing that will help take your life to a new level or give you a new perspective or to start making some changes. You know, you might read a, you know, a book like Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand that's 1,200 pages, but all it really takes is one or two key ideas that you can take from that book, because you're not going to remember all of it. In the same way with this, you know, listening to a podcast, you're not going to remember all of it. So if you can just get one thing out of it, you know, that will help change your life. So I hope you guys enjoyed that show. This was episode 572. So we'll put links up to her website there. And let's see, anything else going on? Let's see, anything else? We're going to get trying to get back to three shows per week. That would be ideal. And so we are sort of reconstructing and reconfiguring how we produce the shows, because it takes a lot of work to produce the show, to edit it, to upload it, to get it to iTunes, to get it to, you know, it's just a lot of work. And so in order to get three shows out per week, which is ideal, we're going to be hiring someone to be able to do that for us. So that's going to be really, really great. So stay tuned for more shows coming soon. And so we'll be, you know, coming more often every single week. Maybe we'll even do like a fourth show per week. I've you know, sort of kicked around the idea of doing like two interviews per week and maybe like a survivor story show. So that would be three. And then if Kate and I do a wrap up, that would be four. So we're considering it. So if you guys have any opinions about that, please let me know. And also, don't forget to check out the Extreme Health Academy. If you want to live to 150, the Extreme Health Academy is the place to go, because we're getting into some really deep stuff inside the academy. So we're releasing courses every single month. The courses are really cool too. They're really high level courses, and they're taught by Dr. John Bergman. And I'm doing a bunch of videos in there too about different biohacks and different things that I'm doing in my life to ground and to make, you know, magnesium bicarbonate to do all these things, and lipospheric vitamin C, and you know, so I'm sharing a ton in there as well. And there's a great community too. So there's just amazing people who are in there in the forums, in the community, supporting each other, sharing different ideas, different things and protocols that have worked for them, giving emotional support to people who are going through different things. It's an awesome thing, and I'm privileged to be a part of it. And I'm just humbled to have been the one to start this whole thing. And I just, it's just awesome. And, you know, maybe one day we'll all meet together as an Extreme Health Academy in-person event. Maybe one day that will be really cool. But we're also doing some cool things too. Like every season, I'm just going to be ordering here pretty soon the Ejuva Cleanse. And we're getting a big discount for our members. So we're going to be doing different cleanses. So like with the change of every season, we might focus 1 year in the spring on the liver. We're going to be doing a colon cleanse. With the Ejuva Cleanse, we'll be doing like a heavy metal cleanse, a parasite cleanse. So with the change of every season, we're going to be doing these things and going through them as a group. So it's really, and I just think it's really helpful to have a group of people to go through these things with you. And so we're going to be doing that. And we're also going to be doing the challenges. The challenges are happening every single month. This month, we're giving away, by the time you're listening to this, it's probably old, but this month, we're giving away three challenge prizes. The first prize is the Air Doctor Pro Air Purifier, which is just an awesome, awesome product. We use that in our bedroom, and we just love that thing. We've given away a Vitamix. We've given away a Relax Far Infrared Sauna. So in order to be involved in the cleanse, all you have to do, I'm sorry, not the cleanse, but the challenge, is go to extremehealthchallenge.com. and that way you can be a part of it. Only members can actually win the prizes, but the challenge is free for everyone to join. But only members of the Extreme Health Academy can win the prizes. So just want to let you know about that. Stay tuned to everything we have going on. Thank you guys for joining our newsletter list. And that's probably the best way to keep up to date with all of our shows, to when we highlight our past shows, and lots of really cool things going on in our newsletter list. So make sure to sign up for that. That way you don't miss anything, because I don't want you to miss, you know, I'm sure that not all shows pertain to all people. We're all busy. And so the more shows that we do, the more shows are going to be interesting. So definitely get on our newsletter list. We send that out twice a week. So stay tuned for that. That's available on our website. Just go to extremehealthradio.com and you'll see areas all over the website to sign up to our newsletter list. All right. That should be it. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.